This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah. Well, it's not that this is open for negotiations. What Mike is trying to describe is we envision three phases occurring here. So let me describe to you what the three phases are. Number one is this bill, which we use as reconciliation. As you all know, you can't filibuster a reconciliation bill. So this repeal and replace bill is what we passed through reconciliation. Phase two, all the regulatory flexibility that the Secretary of HHS has to deregulate the marketplace, to lower the costs and stabilize the market. That's what Tom Price will do. There's something like 1,400 instances in this law that gives the Secretary discretion. Secretary Tom Price, unlike the Obama administration, will use that discretion to bring more market freedom and market stabilization. So that's phase two. Phase three is to pass the bills that we want to pass that we cannot put in reconciliation because of those budget rules. What's an example of that? Interstate shopping across state lines. We love that policy. We think it's critical. But as you well know, you cannot put that in a budget reconciliation bill. Otherwise, it could be filibustered. We also believe in association health plans. Let people, through their trade associations, farmers through the American Farm Bureau plan, restaurateurs through the National Restaurant Association plan, small businesses through the NFIB plan, bulk buy their health insurance in nationwide buying pools. We very much believe in that policy, but we know the rules don't allow us to put that in reconciliation. Medical liability reform. The practice of defensive medicine is cranking up health care costs, practicing defensive medicine, which makes health care ultimately more expensive for everybody. But we know we can't put that in reconciliation. Those phase three bills, we're going to move also at the same time, and we're going to push those through the finish line. But those will ultimately take 60 votes in the Senate. So phase one is this repeal and replace bill. Phase two, Tom Price deregulates the market and brings certainty so that we can have more choices and more plans and get the states back in the game of being able to regulate health care. Phase three, pass those reforms that we believe in, that we think will make it even better, but we know we can't put in reconciliation because of the 60-vote threshold.
Paul Ryan laid it out there pretty cleanly. People are a little wiggy about this, you know, Obamacare light, whatever. Look at You know, there might be several considerations here, Scott, and we've been saying all along that, you know, but again, this would be very painful, you know, for the people at large, and that is if the Republicans were just to stand back and let Obamacare's full weight of their ridiculousness and what it thrust upon the people, let it be realized, because the fact of the matter is people don't know until they know. Some people really know the disaster of Obamacare. They have experienced it. And so, they're yelling and screaming. They're the ones that voted the Republicans go fix this thing. And I would say they need to keep yelling and stay on top of this. I think this initial draft and the way Paul Ryan laid it out, is surgical. It is strategic. It makes sense. People are going, well, what about this? What about? Well, he laid it out. You have to first do this. So that it's all part of the bill that was the reconciliation bill that was already in play. So that's an easy fix. That we don't have a lot of debate about that. You get that. That's the foundation. Then you start dealing with number two, which you mentioned, Tom Price. Tom Price has incredible amount of power over this, right? And you can thank the Democrats for that and what they set up when they initially laid out Obamacare. So, well, Tom Price, go ahead.
To be fair, they laid out the plan. It doesn't have to pass before I read it.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah, exactly. And it's actually in English.
For me, that was one of the things that, like, okay, I feel better about that.
Yeah, give them some credit. And there's other things in there, you know, like people are worried, oh, well, when are we going to be able to shop across lines and all this other stuff? This will be worked out in phase three, and that's going to be the bout that's going to take place. And they already said, well, I don't understand. You know, the Democrats already said they'd go along with that. Yes, but it needs to be, they need to go along with that and other things that maybe even there's some things that they want that would add to the proposition as well. So the debate is positive. Let's have it. Keep the pressure on your legislators to make sure that they're looking out for your best interest. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Back with you. Good to have you along with us. Joe Castleberry with us right now, president of Northwest University. He holds a Master of Divinity degree from Princeton Theological Seminary and a Doctor of Education degree in International Educational Development from Columbia University. Spent 20 years in missionary service in Latin America. Joe, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, great. Appreciate being on the program.
Hey, we got a lot to talk about, but first let me get your read on the presentation of Paul Ryan and the GOP of our first draft of the replacement of Obamacare.
Wow. Yeah. This is going to be quite a struggle. The reality is that health insurance is an extremely complicated topic, and we've been playing politics with it for nearly 8 years, and now the chickens have come home to roost. And
right.
You know, we blamed President Obama on his inadequate solution, or the Democrats' inadequate solution to the problem, and surprise, surprise, we don't have an adequate solution either.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly what the Democrats wanted was single payer. That was their goal. That's why this was never going to work, you know, from what they were presenting, because they kept moving more and more in that direction. The Republicans are trying to bring it back to the free market. And I think that, you know, people might be overreacting a little bit because they don't understand the process. I mean, Eric Bolin yesterday was yelling and screaming, well, they don't have this, you know, they don't have the, you know, in the law, in this first draft, it didn't include, you know, being able to have the insurance companies sell over state lines. Well, that's in phase, you know, this is in phases. You know, I mean, everybody's getting wiggy about this stuff, and it's like, wait a minute, just breathe, but understand that this is really critical. The Republicans understand that, hey, their job's on the line here. If they don't make this work, they're done. And heaven help us then, you were 20 years down in Latin America. we might be revisiting that, here if that goes by the wayside. But the fact of the matter is the pressure is on the Republicans to perform, and the people that put them in office need to keep the pressure on them, because this is a government of for and by we the people, which means we have the power, and we have to exercise that power and hold them accountable to make sure that we get an excellent world-class delivery of health care in this country. It's not about insurance. It's about the delivery of health care. And I think this is the kind of, you know, the pea and the walnut, you know, shell, you know, the pea and the shell game that's happening here is that little pea gets moved around, but you need to stay focused, just like the Democrats. The Democrats were focused on single payer. That's exactly where they were going. And this is why this thing started imploding, and it just didn't happen because it didn't get the support. Because, you know, we're free market people. That's still part of our DNA. And we know when there's a round peg in a square hole, it doesn't feel good. So now we have an opportunity to rewrite this thing. And it's going to be all hands on deck required. The people need to have a voice in this, as well as the politicians, the doctors themselves. We talked with Dr. Alita Eck yesterday, and she gave very – I said, give me five. You know, you're queen for the day. even though today's Women's Day and we're trying to live life without a woman, which is a whole other conversation. But I said, you're queen for a day yesterday, Dr. Eck. What would you do? And she didn't give me five. She just gave me three very practical things that would go a long way in the delivery of world-class health care to the United States and its citizens.
Well, you know, I'm surprised. One of the things I'm surprised about is I haven't heard anybody talking about tort reform. It seems to me that fixing that is going to be really crucial to getting prices down. Mm-hmm. The malpractice insurance rate that doctors pay is one of the huge things that drives the cost of the system up.
Right. Dr. Eck and other doctors, I'm sorry, Joe, but Dr. Eck and other doctors, to your point, and there's pockets where the delivery of health care has been incredible. I mean, they're able to do this for, lower income people at an incredible rate, like $10 a visit. And the big reason is that they got malpractice insurance abatement. So they're, that was set aside, and just that alone allows them to deliver a lot of health care to poor people in these areas just because of that. But part of the reason, I mean, go back. President Bush, after being reelected, boldly went into the legislature and said, hey, look, we're going to do tort reform. And they all but tarred and feathered him and kicked him out of there.
When I was living in El Salvador, my eye doctor did a radiotherapy on me to fix my nearsightedness. Mm-hmm. And he charged me $600 to do both eyes in El Salvador. He said, I practice in Miami at the same time, and same operation there costs $4,000. And the reason is I'm subject to malpractice suits there.
Right.
And here in El Salvador, I'm not. So
right.
I mean, that was the difference, $600 versus $4,000.
Yeah. $3,400 difference.
Yeah.
So no, it's huge. That's a big part of it, and that needs to be addressed. But again, part of the problem is you've got kind of the fox in the hen house laying out the rules here with attorneys. I mean,
a very powerful lobby. Very powerful.
Exactly. And so are they going to accept any kind of tort reform? Well, we've heard their voices before, and right at this point, they're quiet because they're not being, they're not in the crosshairs. But way to go, Joseph Castleberry. You just put them in the crosshairs right now, so now we've got all kinds of hell and what have you to pay for that one.
Yeah, it has to be part of the question if we can really make any reform, any real difference.
Exactly. Well, I've been encouraging people, stay on top of it, keep the pressure on. You gave the GOP, the House, the Senate, and now the Oval Office. And so, hey, you're their boss. But if the boss doesn't speak, the employees are going to, do what they normally do. Right?
Well, that's the reality. I sure hope we'll have a really vigorous dialogue about this, that they won't try to push this first draft through mostly intact, because nobody's really happy with it.
Well, the first draft to me, I think, is let's avoid some landmines here. What can we do? Like anything, let's start having a little bit of success. I mean, look what's happening with the job market, for example. You see the job numbers today?
No, we
haven't seen job numbers like this in, since before President Obama. I mean, we're almost up to 300,000 new jobs. We've been continuing to be on the upswing here. The indicators are very encouraging. And so with each encouragement of indicator, it's just freaking out those people that want to be obstructionists and want to go around and put, the stick in the spokes of the American people trying to get this country back on track because, God forbid that Donald Trump get any credit on this.
Well, this is exactly the biggest point. The Trump presidency is already beset with all kinds of phony scandals and, the Russians tried to hack the election, blah, 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 blah. The Democrats are going to do everything possible to derail him. The way he survives all of this and the way he thrives is to stay on target on the economy and continue with the economic initiatives that he started. If he can bring the economy back to roar, nobody's going to beat him.
Yeah, but I think relevant to this first phase, Joe, I think that I can see the strategy and the surgery that the leadership of the GOP did here is that let's deal with the things we can deal with. We know repealing is a slam dunk. There's nowhere they've got agreement there. But as far as replacing, let's do the first phase and deal with the things that we can slam dunk, get through the process, and then number two is Tom Price. But we'll talk more about it and also immigration right after this. Stay with us, America. Joseph Castleberry, Dr. Castleberry is with us on Bill Martin.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's those great qualities of life that you want your kids and your grandkids to know about. Tried and true, absolutely foundational to the great American experiment. And dare I say, Dr. Joseph Castleberry, to happiness in life, right?
Absolutely.
Because I know sometimes people say, well, happiness is a result of a happening. But look at, after it's all said and done, this journey we call life is tough enough as it is. But, you know, why do we want to trip ourselves up and, you know, go around with all these self-inflicted wounds, right?
Well, you know, you got to know who you are. You got to know what you want. And, man, if you know God in the middle of it, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, take it from two people here, ladies and gentlemen, that have lived life. It's by experience that we speak. Yes, we've read the Bible and we've sat in a lot of sermons. But until it really touches your heart and you really get to know who God is, and knowing who God is, you find out along the way who you are. And as my old friend used to say, not only who you are, but whose you are. It's very powerful. So, that is our hope and prayer, because, why have this life be a waste of time, right?
Well, Bill, it really comes down to obeying God.
Yeah.
When you know that what you're doing in life, that you're in the center of God's will, you are walking in obedience to God. When you know that, it doesn't matter what's happening. It doesn't matter what opportunities you're facing. None of that matters.
Right.
When you've got a deep sense of conviction that you're doing exactly what God wants you to do, you can go through anything and still keep your joy together, keep your happiness together, and know that you're headed in the right direction.
No, without a doubt. Well, I want to talk to you about the president's latest executive order, a refine. This is a take two. Some are still having an issue with it, but they'll have an issue no matter what. I mean, the sky's blue. It's just not blue enough. That's just the way the contention seems to be in our country. But, hey, we love free speech, and so we'll let it fly. But the reality is that the president has every right. In fact, this is what was missing, you know, for a lot of voters, and saying, you know, where is our president in protecting our national security? And this president not only said that he was going to make a job one, how dare him? He's actually doing what he said he was going to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. And he's doing it in a great big theatrical way, too. And I think this is really key to understanding Donald Trump. Regardless of what the controversy is, if you read The Art of the Deal, President Trump loves the concept of truthful hyperbole.
Yes.
He likes taking a thing that's true and then blowing it up really big and dramatic and then working off of that. He'll compromise back down to reality, but he likes hyperbole.
Mm.
And this is a hyperbolic response. When you look at the refugee program, refugees are the most heavily vetted immigrants who come to America. It's extremely difficult to get a refugee visa. Most refugees have to go through the UN High Commissioner on Refugees, and they only forward the most compelling cases to the United States to start with. And then it takes 18 months to 2 years of severe vetting to get that refugee visa. And that's why the refugee programs had a really terrific record of rooting out terrorists and only sending us people who were legitimate hard cases, people who literally were refugees and faced real threats back home. So we didn't really need this gesture. There are some things we need to do. Our own American vetting processes are a little weak in that our different security agencies don't communicate well with each other. Their software doesn't match, and you can't compare their databases easily. For example, FBI, CIA, and National Security Agency, and those kind of things. So we've got
well with all this leaked information, they seem to match at least with the leaked information these days. But
yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, we've got some work to do to make our own vetting processes better, and perhaps it'll be good for us to take 90 days to fix that. It wasn't necessary to do it this big, but he's made a great big demonstration to his supporters that he's going to keep his promises and he's going to do what he said. So symbolically, it has a huge value in that sense.
Well, I think part of what you stated in terms of the UN, people don't have a whole lot of confidence with the UN. Just in general. And then when it comes to vetting, and of course, the other thing we have to realize is we've got something like 300 refugees that are subjects of FBI terror investigations, according to U.S. officials. So, I'm not claiming perfection. I want close to perfection as we can get. I think most of us would agree. We've been very, very fortunate, but still we do have these outbreaks. But all this is being perceived in the messed up context of immigration that we're dealing with, right? I mean, our immigration system is broke. You add on top of this the refugee issue, and then you also have refugees coming into this country that don't want to assimilate. They want their own little enclaves. Well, this is the United States of America. You know, we practice the rule of law based on our U.S. Constitution, not Sharia law. And you come in and you insist that, and you want to, you know, we say, look, bring the culture. We love everybody's culture in this country. We are a melting pot. But, you know, the word here is melting. You've got to melt in. You've got to assimilate, right?
Well, that's the way the system works. And if you don't assimilate, you don't get the full set of opportunities that you came to get. So it's been an immigrant's interest to, over time, adopt American culture. It takes a while.
Yes.
Nobody assimilates immediately. Mm-hmm. And usually it takes a full generation to really do it. The one thing we know is that immigrants today are assimilating as fast as any group of immigrants in history, and the system still works. Islam presents a really difficult case for American immigration, but it can work. And you know, as a Christian, I want a certain number of Muslims to come to the United States because I want to share the gospel with them in a place that's a little easier than Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, even I've had the honor to speak with several Muslim women, and they laud America because they say here they can truly practice their faith. They have the freedom to practice their faith. We're back in their homeland. They do not. Now, these are educated, educated women, and they have a lot to offer. And these are, whether they're Muslim, whether whatever they believe they hold, as long as it's, you know, friend, not foe, hey, welcome to America. Let's have you here and let's have you contribute to this great American experiment. But if it's to come here and, you know, kill our kids and ourselves, well, I got problems with that.
Yeah, the greatest thing that ever happened to American spirituality was the religious free market we've got here. Mm-hmm. You know, the state doesn't require you to be a member of any particular religion. You have freedom to choose for yourself how you're going to worship God or whether you're going to worship God. And, you know, overwhelmingly through American history, people have chosen to worship. If you're ever going to have a place for where Islam can thrive and not fall to its worst characteristics, America's going to be that place.
Mm. Well, in your book, New Pilgrims, How Immigrants Are Renewing America's Faith and Values, you and I agree that there is value here, but we need to have the foundational issues understood that we're here to, you know, that there is that cause, you know, to protect and add to, you know, the culture, not take away.
Absolutely. And let's look at the bright side here. President Trump has gone on record as being in favor of passing an immigration reform bill this year. Mm-hmm. And that means a whole lot of compromising is going to be done. The most important thing is when we get the compromise all nailed out, and you know that I'm a strong advocate of immigration.
Yes.
When we get the compromise all nailed down, we're all going to have to live with it. We're all going to have to accept it and get on board.
Well, that's been part of the problem is we've chosen not to live with it. There were laws in place, and now we've got a law and order president that says, first of all, I mean, for me, you know, like you say, the hyperbole of Donald Trump doesn't get me real excited, you know. But I understand that's the way he's wired. You know, he talks about extreme vetting. I said, extreme, how about we just vet? You know, can we just vet? Would that be okay? Why do we have to go into the extreme? But that's the way he speaks, and we all are getting to know him, no doubt about it. Dr. Joseph Castleberry, president of Northwest University. Dr. Joseph, always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want, Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, thank you for remembering me. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is International Women's Day, and there is a movement amongst the women that you should be without them, and thank God we're not without Jennifer Burke. Jen, I appreciate you showing up and participating in the conversation, because it is that important and that necessary, especially your perspective on what we're going to talk about here in just a moment. But this whole this idea of a day without women, I mean, what are we supposed to make of that?
I cannot believe that you have entire school districts that were shutting down.
Amazing thing.
For this. I was saying any teacher, any nurse, any doctor, you know, anyone in any position that's going to, you know, that's really going to impact the lives of other people who doesn't show up to work should be fired.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
is this like a Reagan, a Reagan air traffic controller moment here?
Right. Right.
What about
those teachers? Yeah. I saw that it should be. I saw that there was a school district that had 1,600 teachers that requested the day off. What about all those working moms who have children who don't have the luxury of taking a day off and make a political point and can't afford a babysitter? What about them?
Exactly. What happens to them? This thing is going to really backfire on them in a big way. It's already starting to bubble up. I mean, this thing's misguided. I mean, I'm all for, look at International Women's Day. Let's take a moment, but really make it International Women's Day. Think about the women that are out there being persecuted, that do not enjoy freedom, that because they are a woman, they're less than. Let's think about that. Here in America, it's a hangnail compared to what these women overseas are dealing with, right?
Well, right. And you have a woman who is a terrorist, who's an actual terrorist, who's the one that was organizing this whole Day Without Women. And I saw some woman on Fox News before, as I was waiting for you to call me, that she erected some statue in Chicago and some little girl. And she said, women are not represented in, you know, among CEOs, you know, at a decent rate or whatever. And that's just simply not true. Just prior to that, I was reading an article from Concerned Women of America that said the U.S. has the highest proportion of women in senior management positions at 43%. So they're, of course, like clockwork, spreading lies in order to push their agenda.
43%. This is huge. And we've seen that growing because, as we know, Jennifer, in the free market system, the cream always rises. It's not about your gender. Can you carry the day? Can you deliver? And if you can deliver, and see, and this is, I believe, this sentiment that's being brought back to this country in terms of the free market system and what Donald Trump is bringing, and that is this mindset, this return to a worldview that's out there and levels the playing field for men and women. There's going to be certain things, you know, that are going to take time. That's just the way it happens. But look at people who are in business in the free enterprise system. They have responsibilities. And if you can deliver a bottom line to that company, guess what? You're going to be in the big office real quick.
Right, Bill. And I just want to point out these two hypocrisies. You know, they want to talk about women and women not being CEOs. You know, remember how I'm being facetious when I say welcoming the left was to Carla Fiorina as the Republican presidential candidate.
Right.
They weren't. She wasn't talked about as possibly breaking a glass ceiling. She was insulted, mocked, ridiculed. You know, her life story was basically said not to matter, not be true, or whatever. The fact that she rose from secretary to CEO of Hewlett Packard.
Yes.
I mean, she was attacked. They didn't praise her. And then we put a meme up on our Facebook page. And it says, a whole day for women's demonstration by leftists who believe that gender is a social construct. And we've been told for years that gender is meaningless, gender is fluid, gender is a social construct. How dare you say he, she, him, her, man, woman.
Right.
But then now they want to have a day without women?
Yeah. Well, look what they did with Sarah Palin. Same thing. I mean, they've just obliterated, you know, for women who say, look, they want to honor women. And they want to celebrate this. You know, people need to, you know, pause for a moment and make sure who it is that you're following. This girl is leading a parade. Are you going to follow her parade for all that she stands for? And that stuff is missed out, and it's all being repackaged in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, on the surface sounds good. Oh, International Women's Day. We're going to hijack International Women's Day, what it's all about. But when you're focusing about yourself and not the women that it really needs to be focused on, I'm saying you're missing the point.
It's interesting you use that word. That's the exact word I used with my husband this morning. I said, so basically these people have hijacked International Women's Day, a day that, you know, been in existence for years, and they've just trying to take it over, make it about themselves.
See, you didn't know, Jennifer, my computer, it goes right into your home. I can see and hear the conversations that you're having, you know, with your husband. That's why I just for full disclosure, anyway, that's all I want to say. But anyway, of course not. I want to talk about Loretta Lynch. What is going on with this poor woman? A violent revolution she wants to strike up? I mean, this is her legacy after serving our country as the Attorney General?
Right. You know, and it's this wasn't some flippant comment that she made on Twitter. She actually sat down and someone made a video over the weekend of her. It was a poorly made video, so I wonder who filmed it. It looked like it was from a cell phone and not a great quality. My cell phone actually is better. But in the end, so she talked about, number one, it angers me to no end to hear Democrats talk about the founding fathers, you know, the very ones that they call bigots and slave owners and try to negate everything they stood for and everything that they did to found this country. But, you know, she's talking about our rights being assailed. I have no idea what rights she's talking about. Now she's talking about sweet cakes by Melissa. Yes, her rights were assailed by Barack Obama.
Exactly.
But if she's talking about the, you know, the quote unquote right of a man who thinks he's a woman and dresses up as one to go to a women's bathroom, that's not a constitutional right. But in the end, she said they've marched they bled, and yes, some of them died. This is hard. Every good thing is, we have done this before, we can do it again. So we heard that video, and my husband and I both looked at each other and said, she just called for a violent revolution.
Yeah.
Then a Democrat supposedly posted it on their Facebook page as an inspirational message. But after she started getting, criticized for those words, they said, no, that's not what she meant. She didn't mean for a violent revolution. Well, she said the words, bled, some died, we can do it again.
Right.
So
what are we
supposed to take from that?
Exactly.
Of course, these are the same people that are telling us, don't believe the New York Times, you know, when there are stories that's going to implicate Barack Obama or the Democrat Party. So,
yeah, but we're supposed to believe them when they come up with these stories all anonymously, cited that, President Trump is in bed with Putin and, they fixed the election all to what cause? To invalidate. And now all of a sudden, what are we going to have? We're going to have another four languishing, chaotic years out of the White House to serve their purpose and hope that maybe they might come up with a candidate that will win the day for them on the next go around.
Right. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Bill, but media, especially The Hill, I've been a little bit surprised, have been pushing Chelsea Clinton awfully hard. Mm-hmm. Now, even Julie Radzinski, she's a Democrat pundit on Fox.
Right. Right.
When Chelsea's name started coming up that they were trying to get her to run for Senate, she was like, the Clintons just need to go away. They need to retire. You know, what's Chelsea Clinton going to run for? What experience does she have? She's worked
exactly
at her parents' foundation, and she got a cushy six-figure job because of her last name working part-time for one of the networks.
For NBC,
but
right.
She's been on Twitter a lot, and every time she tweets, The Hill writes about it. And so they are trying to continue this Clinton legacy and with Chelsea Clinton. So I wouldn't be shocked if they run her for Senate, and then when she's old enough, if they run her for president, because for some reason Democrats think that the Clintons are a monarchy.
Well, Mom and Dad could only hope that would be the case, because then at that point the Clinton Foundation is revived, right? Just saying.
Right.
It's quite interesting. You take Hillary Clinton out of the mix, and what happens to the Clinton Foundation? It was such a great organization. It was helping so many people. But all of a sudden she loses the race, and she has no validity, and we're shuttering up buildings here and firing people. I mean,
right, and they got greedy. They were using it for their own personal benefit. Remember the story that it was used to pay for Chelsea's wedding?
Well, Jennifer Burke, we got to wrap it up there. Thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Neil Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's Neil Martinez, and yes, it's that time. James Hurston time, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I'll tell you, so much to talk about. And, boy, the last time we talked, we saw this bubbling going on. Even the term McCarthyism, kind of bubbled up a little bit. And you thought, well, it might be a little bit early. But nonetheless, Democrats are unhinged. And we hear McCarthyism in the halls of Congress these days more than not.
Yeah, we hear it all over the place. You know, it's been in opinion pieces. Matter of fact, the New York Post had a House opinion piece where they basically called what the Democratic Party and their operatives are doing. They called it McCarthyism. The president has done that in his comments on Twitter. And it's been, even this morning, we have so many places I have been using the term McCarthyism, and of course McCarthyism refers to Senator Joseph McCarthy, who was trying to weed out people that had infiltrated who were communists from the old Soviet Union into our government and into our institutions, and he turned out to be mostly correct with the release of the Venona Papers that came out in the late 90s, but the fact is that what we are seeing happening is way beyond McCarthyism. I mean, it has things in common. We now see Democrats focusing on Russia, on the country of Russia, in a way that they never have. Mm-hmm. And the president is, of course, their target. And the big story is, and it's interesting, there's a writer from the Los Angeles Times who called it the Holy Grail of the Democrats' imaginings. And what we're talking about is this Russia hack the election meme. Mm-hmm. And so what makes it sound like McCarthy is essentially what they're asking anyone associated with the Trump administration. Are you now or have you ever been in contact with any Russian official? If so, we are going to investigate you. We're going to ask you to recuse and resign and everything else. But while this is going on, President Obama, and this is, the President of the United States used Twitter to change the conversation to something that is absolutely true, and that is that the Obama administration And we talked about it on your show.
Yes, right.
A few weeks ago. Investigating and monitoring the Trump campaign. And it's been reported by the BBC and the Guardian and the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
And it harkens back to something that Edward Snowden told us about.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Edward Snowden, who is a controversial figure. Some people see him as a whistleblower. Some people see him as a traitor. But he exposed the information that literally almost the entire United States.
This is deep state. This deep state that they keep talking about, right?
Yeah, and what he exposed was that it was using the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act courts to get these wiretap warrants. We call it wiretap. It's really looking at digital communications and emails and telephone calls. And what's interesting is the FISA court, if you look at their statistics, they have only rejected 11 requests in their 33 years of existence.
Wow.
So it's only 0.03% they've rejected. As a matter of fact, during the years 2014, 2015, I give you an idea, there were 3,000 requests by the NSA and the FBI for these surveillance warrants. You know how many were rejected? Zero. So Edward Snowden said, he calls it the rubber stamp FISA court. Yet, that rubber stamp court rejected the Obama administration's first request to conduct surveillance on Trump and his associates. And that was reportedly on Trump personally.
Exactly. Well, that's too overtly over a citizen. But what you're saying here, James, what you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, is they backdoored this deal. They do it in the name of foreign intelligence, but that's really not the object of their affection. In this case, and in both FISA requests, you could argue easily that the object of their affection was still the same. They just found a different way to word it, and that's how they got it through the second time, right?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And they narrowed it, and reportedly it wasn't Trump's individual person that they wanted to conduct surveillance on, but it was servers that were located in Trump Tower. And, you know, when it comes to Obama, now, what the media has shifted, because in the beginning they were claiming that what Trump tweeted about being wiretapped at Trump Tower was absolutely false. It's completely false. He has no evidence. Then some people in the media started reading their own reporting, and now what they say is, well, it was done, but there's no evidence that Obama ordered it. And that's a big, big shift. And you can tell by the non-denial denials of the Obama administration, basically saying that they're basically parsing it that way. And they're also saying that it was a rule that they didn't interfere with an independent investigation in the Justice Department. We know how independent the Justice Department has been under Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch.
This is the Justice Department that sat on the tarmac with one Bill Clinton. That's independent Justice Department you're talking about?
Yes, exactly. And then we know that Obama has been part of this McCarthyism and this meme because, look, the guy, when Putin invaded Crimea, Obama essentially did nothing meaningful at all. But then all of a sudden, in December of last year, he gets tough with Russia. He expels 35 diplomats. He puts these sanctions on agencies. He shuts down two Russian-owned buildings. These were warlike acts. These were risky acts. But yes, well, why would he do that just, you know, days before he's going to leave office? Well, guess what? It was because he was trying to push this Russia hack, the election meme.
Absolutely,
he was willing
to
risk our country to do it. Then, of course, this idea of domestic surveillance. Ask James Rosen at Fox News.
Exactly what all he went through. Exactly. Yeah, time again. And there's Tea Party people. There's a long line of people that the different agencies have encroached and, have done this sort of thing, this kind of deep state operation. But, James, the other thing I thought you were going to mention is that here President Obama kicks all these people out and everything. Now the main perpetrator in question, the ambassador, who's supposedly the bad guy and the guy that they targeted, they leave him in the country.
Yes, exactly right. He's the current Russian ambassador.
Sure.
They leave him in the country, and a ton of Democrats, senators, routinely met with this guy, and Obama had him over to the White House 22 times.
Right.
So there's no problem. You know, this is normal to meet with Russians, and this whole notion that we hear now, you know, demonizing Russia, when in certain areas of our foreign policy, Russia is an important ally, particularly in fighting ISIS.
Without a doubt,
but
yeah.
There's lots of other things that we can work together. Demonizing, I mean, we're allies with Indonesia, we're allies with Saudi Arabia, we're allies with all kinds of countries whose values we don't agree with, because it's strategic. That's what foreign policy is all about.
Exactly.
Sometimes the enemy of my enemy is my temporary friend. As a matter of fact, I think some people do remember that we fought with Russia as an ally in the World War.
Exactly.
And many people believe if Russia weren't our ally and hadn't diverted Hitler off the track, particularly in the European theater, we wouldn't have won the war.
Yeah.
So this idea that, you know, Russia, who hasn't sent, by the way, that I know of, any people over to the United States to kill us, like Iran has,
mm-hmm.
like people that harbor terror has.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so we're going to demonize something. Let's mm-hmm. demonize the people that right now are trying to kill us.
And, of course, Mitt Romney's got to just be going, say what?
Yeah, well, Mitt Romney's going to say what on a lot of fronts. But that front in particular.
Well, the president, what it seems like, James, and I'm not a conspiratist, I don't believe in putting a tinfoil hat on, but you see all these landmines at every turn. I mean, you know, it's like they set up Jeff Sessions, and then you wonder, and of course, President Trump is a little annoyed that Sessions recused himself, especially without having, you know, the full body of evidence in. I mean, it's kind of like kowtowing to the Democrats and giving them more space than they need to. But I think the administration's position might be, okay, enough. I gave you Flynn. I allowed, you know, as much as he could allow his attorney general to recuse himself. But he's made it real known that he's not real happy with that decision from Jeff Sessions. But be that as it may.
How we know that is CNN had a Zoom camera going through the window of the Oval Office and somehow were lip reading.
No.
Or they had it bugged. I mean, I don't know which, but CNN actually puts up a video of people talking in the Oval Office, footage they took through a window. They're so adamant about trying to find dirt on Trump. But you're right about this. Trump's learning a valuable lesson about the Democrats. Appeasing them leads nowhere.
Exactly.
You give them, you know, like the Flynn thing. I didn't want Flynn to go.
Yes.
I didn't think that was, at least it was premature at
well,
that.
Well, I think Krautheimer framed it perfectly. He said, you've got a criminal with no crime.
That's
you know,
right. Cover up with no crime. Is
exactly. Well, we've got to wrap this up, James. Once again, you know,
blood in the water.
Exactly. Well, the conversation will continue. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, honored to have you with us, buddy.
Well, thank you, Bill. You have a great.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a